African asylum seekers have been crossing the Egyptian desert into Israel. It's a dangerous journey. Many say the Egyptian security forces have shot at them as they attempted to cross the border. Still, some 18,000 people have made this trip over the past 4 years, and now Israel wants to stop them, both through legislation and by asking Egypt to tighten controls on the shared border. Shira Frankel reports from a refugee center in Israel.
Just minutes away from Tel Aviv's central bus station, the journey of these African refugees has come to a dead end. Thousands of miles from their home countries, yet unable to apply for residency or asylum here, they inhabit a virtual no-man's land in Israel. Yirgalem Beyin is one of them. She's from southern Sudan. She measures her journey not by years or by distance, but by the children she lost along the way. Her youngest, an infant, died in the first few months of the difficult journey from Sudan to Egypt, where she arrived in the beginning of 2007. One of her sons died at the Egyptian-Israeli border.
I think God intended this for us.
Earlier this year, Beyin scraped together enough to pay the Bedouin smugglers that operate in the Sinai Peninsula, along the Israeli border. For 10 days, she, her children, and other asylum seekers traveled through the desert until they reached the wire that marks the border between the two countries. Her 19-year-old son, Skinder, carried 3-year-old Rosa in his arms. Beyin held hands with her 9 and 5-year-olds. Then, the shooting began.
The Egyptians shot at us. They killed my son. This is what they think of us.
Skinder was shot multiple times. A bullet went through Rosa's upper leg. Beyin remembers that others in the group fell down, injured, but they ran ahead towards the wire in the darkness.
I thank God that the Israelis raised the wire and I crossed under, but the others, poor things, there were others who died.
Skinder died en route to the hospital. Rosa survived. Beyin talks about reuniting what's left of her family, but she doesn't have the money to reach her 2 oldest children, who didn't make the journey with her. And with no status and no papers, she's in danger of being deported from the country she risked so much to reach. Nobody knows for certain how many others have died on journeys like Beyin's. Human Rights Watch says at least 33 asylum seekers have been shot dead by Egyptian border guards. But those who have survived the journey say many more deaths go unreported. Hadass Yaron is a researcher with an Israeli NGO called the African Relief Development Center. She interviews refugees who have crossed the border. Yaron says refugees have a special significance for Israel, since the country was founded by Jews fleeing persecution in other countries.
The concept of a refugee is linked to the Palestinians and to the Palestinian right to return. So in a way, there is a fear of if we allow them to come here, then perhaps the Palestinian later would say, and what about us?
The Israeli parliament is currently debating legislation aimed at stopping non-Jewish refugees. The draft bill would allow the immediate expulsion or imprisonment of a person entering Israel without a permit. Its sponsors argue that the majority of people arriving in Israel are economic migrants, not refugees, and that Israel's limited resources and geography cannot accommodate them. But Beyin thinks Israel is still the best option for people like her.
We want the government to recognize us and to send us to another country, or to give us papers so that we can work.
As she speaks, Rosa walks into the room and hands her mother a map. She wants to know where America is. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.